Hollywood, the United States Navy, the greatest navy in the world, presents... The Land's Best Band. Starring another of America's great orchestras, those exponents of musical depreciation... The band that plays for fun, Spike Jones and the City Slickers. Once again, the United States Navy and its Naval Reserve welcome you aboard for another musical session with the land's best bands. And this is Don Wilson with a mighty big invitation to lend an ear to the transcribed shenanigans of Doodles Weaver, George Rock, Del Porter, Eddie Metcalf, and the entire aggregation, the zaniest band in the land, Spike Jones. In the words of the immortal bard, speak low if you speak love. Those are the sentiments, too, of our own Mr. Del Porter, who with the Jones Ensemble now renders My Gal Sal. Minded young men looking for an exciting career will be interested in the unusual opportunities offered by the United States Navy to train on the newest and most modern weapons and equipment. You'll train with airplanes that fly on the ground, with submarines that submerge on dry land, with guns that shoot safely at realistic attackers on motion picture screens. It's the new modern method of synthetic training, learning top skills quickly and inexpensively. These are some of the many new features attracting young men to the United States Navy, and why you, too, will want to wear the Navy blue. Talk it over with your Navy recruiting officer. The second movement of The Candy Suite from Hershey contains a little-known trio for cornet and calories. It's entitled Molasses. Tenor George Rock joins the Carbohydrate Sisters in this unprecedented performance.
Molasses, molasses, the chickies stick to you. Molasses, molasses, it always sticks to you. There was a man named Fred who loved to stay in bed. When by and by they wondered why, they found out he was dead. Molasses, molasses.
Peace.
Exhibition Time, Spike Jones, and a chance to ask you about the nation's hardware dealers. I understand they recently named you Man of the Year.
Well, Don, the award was for lifting kitchen utensils and workshop tools to the high cultural level of the music room.
Well, that's rather an unusual honor.
Oh, I don't dream up all these instruments myself, Don.
Well, how about Don Amici's new invention?
The gazolophone? That's an instrument combining the worst features of the alarm clock and the telephone.
Spare us from that one. But now, Spike, how about a demonstration of music depreciation? Doodles Weaver's standing by to show us what happened to the Dance of the Hours.
Including musical hardware?
By all means, Spike, by all means.
For the big race out here. It's a beautiful day for the race. Not a cloud in the sky. 150,000 people are waiting for this great event. What a spectacle. Now the boys are coming around the first turn. I believe it's a perfect start. The green flag waves. The starter says okay. They're bunched together and there they go. Car number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jack. Jack, hit me again, dealer. Oh, no, 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 no. Now they're bunched together. They're really going. Number 10 is taking the lead behind number 3, 4, 7, 8, 9. The green car, blue car. The first guy by the stands will be number 10. Here he comes down the straightaway. Look at that boy come. Here goes number 10. Up there goes 10. There goes 3, 9, 12. A wreck. A man skidding around. Out of control. Up to the fence. Down to the fence. But he's careful. He's going to hit the fence. Please don't hit the fence. He'll hit the fence. Don't hit the fence. He hit it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a very slight accident on the partner involving 25 cars. And I have my assistant, Poopwaddle, on the track. I'm going to ask Poopwaddle to take it away down the road. But be careful as you cross the track. Watch out.
I'm down in the track now. And as I cross the track, 3 went by there. As I cross the track, 4 went by there. It's pretty dangerous. I'm going to... 7 went by there. Here's the driver of that car. Say a few words, driver. Ted Using, and let everybody know you're perfectly okay. No! Yes, sir, the driver of that car. He's all right. Take it upstairs, please. This is Doodles Weaver back in the stand for the finish of the race. The best man out here today is number 13. That boy's dirty driving. Here he goes. Here he goes, passing everybody. What a car. Into the back, stretch around the far turn, down the straightaway. Here he comes. Here he goes again. Every eye is glued on that car. Looks very funny with all those eyes glued on it. Here he comes. Here he goes again. And he went by twice. What's this? A little midget racer. Look at that little midget coming down the straightaway. Here comes that midget racer. The midget racer went by. 9, 12, a P-38. Where'd that come from? Now the crowd is standing at its feet as I believe the winner is going to come down here. Number 13, that boy's passing everybody. Here comes number 13. There he goes. And he's coming around the far turn. The crowd is standing. They're yelling. They're screaming for the winner. It's number 13. And the green flag is waving as he comes down here. And there's a checkered flag for the winner. And there goes your winner!
Certainly plenty of action in a Spike Jones tune. Yes, and remember this, young man, there's plenty of action and adventure, too, when you belong to the crew that proudly wears the navy blue. You'll make good friends and get good pay. You'll see the world the Navy way, on land, sea, and in the air. The Navy takes you everywhere. If you want action and adventure with a capital A, you'd better see your Navy recruiting officer right away, today. A Among musical circles, Mr. Frederick Morgan is celebrated for his genius on a four-stringed Hawaiian instrument, vulgarly known as the lamb chop. He now accompanies the Messrs. Del Porter and Eddie Metcalf in a love song romantically performed neath a full Hawaiian moon, Yakahula Hikadula. Presented Spike Jones and his City Slickers, the band that plays for fun. It's another in the series of the land's best bands, which also stars Harry James and his music makers and the heart-to-heart music of Elliot Lawrence and his orchestra. This program was written and directed by Frank K. Danzig for Universal Recorders and was transcribed under the supervision of William J. Bailey for the United States Navy Recruiting Service. This is Don Wilson saying so long for now, and meanwhile, here's a final word from Spike Jones.
It was fun playing for you, fellas. See you soon on another program of the land's best bands.
And this is the voice of the Navy, reminding you young Americans that on the sea, under the sea, and over the sea, there's a job for you in Navy Blue.